what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but let's face it, listening to ridiculous sounds is more fun than listening to ridiculous news. Come on. Sound effects placed throughout the entire show, and they will change you. They will alter you. No, they won't. But they're fun. That's the key. Also, the review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Hey, let's face it. Listening to ridiculous sound effects is more fun than listening to the ridiculous news. You notice how I said that twice in this opening? That's because it's true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have a show because we, and that's you, the audience, and all of us participating, we pay the radio rent together. Praise the Lord.
Ooh.
Radio rent has been paid. Don is happy for another 30 days. That's good. Also, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I just told you that. You're thinking, why are you doing all these things repetitive-wise? Aha! A secret mystery doth await. Wow. We also have Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. Which sports announcer used to say stuff like that? Hey, we're asking questions about living life as a Christian. How about this one? Everybody talks about having a good diet to eat, right? And you hear that all the time, right? But what about the diet for our ears? Do we have a good diet for what we listen to? Ooh. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
All right, little follow-up from yesterday. Talking to Dynamite D is like going to the doctor, okay, and getting a better report than you thought you were going to get.
That's always good, Dave.
That is such a good thing, right? So I got to the doctor, and I'm like, well, what is this? It's like, this is this. What is this? This is this. Is this killing me yet? He goes, no. I'm like, okay. It can't just be me. I know it's other guys that do that. Just remember, I told you I'm hurting. Anyway. That's what it's like to talk to Dynamite D, and he is a blessing and a pleasure, and you should say hi to him. He loves it. He prays for you guys all the time. He's very committed to the process and very committed to the ministry, and we love that, okay? You can also text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. Don't be afraid. Nothing will happen. That's your number doesn't get on some kind of list. We don't do that. I do respond personally to all the texts as best I can. Again, that's 214-210-8483. Now it's time for the somewhat professional voice. Here we go.
214-210-8483.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Not too bad. You know, it's hard to do them all like NPR. No, never mind.
Everything can be a 10.
Yeah. You know what NPR stands for? Nothing but poor radio.
Yeah, we don't even listen.
Okay, let's just move on. You can text us, and then also you can send an email, david@hemisincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, D-A-V, V in the middle, D at the end, and A and an I, david@hemisincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website, as we often do. not too many more times I'm going to be able to tell you this, but Sunday, Murphy Road Baptist Church in Murphy, we are going to have some fun. You got to check it out. If you've never had a chance to, meet you, come say hi. If I've had a chance to meet you, come say hi. Let's have a good time. Let's do it before the Lord. The message is pretty honed in at this point, so I'm pretty happy about that. Just the little things here or there, but it's you know, it's supposed to be like 30 minutes, maybe 35.
Don't run over too much, Dave.
Yeah, I won't. I'm trying not to keep you. But it's going to be a little different than the norm. It's all I can give you. Can't give you more than that. So we just want to thank Roslyn for being the coordinator with Pastor Lash of the church over there. So she did that, and we give her props for that, and we hope that this is a blessing for their congregation as well as for anybody else that pops in or watches it on the internet stream, okay? So that's what's going on there. Don't forget, we do have other interviews. So we have Pastor Lash is going to be an interview, plus Dynamite D is a possible interview coming up. Well, we're going to get to that in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we just have to figure out the date, and I think it'll be pretty cool. I'm not going to even give it away, but it'll be pretty cool, but we just got to figure out the date.
Yeah, it's somebody that's connected to a previous movie that we're not going to say anything about, but I think you guys will be going.
I think you spoke
impressive
about that movie before one time, Dave, did
yeah
you?
Very briefly, but yep. I mean, but you know, we'll have that chance to kind of tap into that. And so we'll do some of those interviews because those are fun. Also, it's kind of like at the end of June. So I know the June buddies, you're like, well, okay, but you know, it's like the 29th, Dave. So really, can I pray for somebody that I haven't prayed for all month and they're a June buddy? Yes. Remember the story when Jesus said, go out just last couple hours, go out, and they all got paid the same as those that went out earlier in the morning? So yes, you can. That is even scriptural. How about that? Check it all out. Wait. Giving is good too. Cheerful giver. So if you're going to give, smile and go, ha, 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 and then ask the Lord to bless it. He will. He's faithful that way. Check it all out at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
You see, what Dynamite D doesn't know that many of you know who are like in my age, a little younger, a little older, is how absolutely thrilling some of the jingles were with commercials way back in the day. I mean, they were just
now. How far are we talking, Dave? Because I thought that one was on the medicine commercial. Is that wrong?
It's a medicine commercial. That's right. Yeah. That's for Elk. You know, pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Yeah. Oh, what a relief it is. Okay, anyway. it's just some good stuff. You got to laugh at that. All right, here we go. Let's get into the text. We are in 2 Corinthians, and we are at chapter 7, and we are at this particular point in chapter 7 where Paul is now communicating in verse 5 of chapter 7. I want you to follow this because this is a very interesting review. He's talking to this church. Remember, in Paul is teaching and he's preaching, but he's sharing, right? And you understand when you watch this show, or when you watch this show through your ear eyes. Anyway, when you listen to this show, you know we do teaching and then we do a lot of sharing and we do a lot of, you know, we hope fellowship, different things, just having fun. It's about education, encouragement, and entertainment. That's part of how we do it. And he's no different when he's writing his letter. So he's telling them something that happened when they got to Macedonia. It's pretty fascinating. So he says in verse 5 in 2 Corinthians 7, when we arrived in Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were pressed from every direction. So I just want to say this because this is really helpful for people that do put themselves in either a new situation, a new geographical situation. This is the exact same thing, by the way, that happened to Noelle and I when we first moved to Texas in the first so many months. It's like identical. You get to this new place and you think, oh, yeah, you know, everything's going to be perfect now because I'm in this new place. Or, oh, we're going to have a fresh start and it's all going to be – and it doesn't always work that way. And by that, I mean this. Sometimes it takes a little while. I really believe everybody in the Christian faith can really understand this experience. He wants his readers, Paul does, to understand that they finally reach their destination, and there's not always an immediate rest or comfort zone to settle into. Sometimes it takes a while to adjust and to feel at ease when you arrive at a new place. Have you noticed that? You get there and you're like, and I'm not talking about a vacay that's 8 or 9 days. I'm talking about, you know, stepping in for ministry, stepping in for long term, a new house, a new this, a new place, a new church, anywhere. It takes a while for the adjustment. That's normal. I just want you guys to know, normal, 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 okay? You're not abnormal when you go, how come I'm not just dancing up and down? When Noelle and I first moved to Texas 5.5 years ago, the first month was like kind of cool, but then you start to settle in, because then that's still like a vacation kind of thing. And then you start to settle in, so month 2, 3, 4, 5, we were sick for 3 of the first 5 months. That wasn't fun. But we were settling in. Then once you settle in, things become a little different. I just wanted to share that because I think it's a norm for people that they were in a new place. I don't understand. Rob Laffler is one of my best friends. Rob, they moved to Idaho. And now that they've been in Idaho for a while, it's lights out. Okay, they got ministry going left and right. But in the first 2 or 3 months, as him and I were talking on the phone, he's like, I don't know what the Lord's doing. It's like, hey, you sound like I did when I first got to Texas. That's not even that abnormal, and I just want you to be aware of. But Paul says something else that's superbly important, and I want you to catch this. He says this: we arrived in Macedonia, our bodies had no rest. They were tired. But we were pressed from every direction. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. Now just stop, because how many times did anybody ever teach on that Paul had fears going on, right? In Paul's case, he was emphasizing they were under pressure from all directions. So first of all, have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like the universe is attacking you from every angle? Yeah, it's comforting to know that we're not the only Christians who have gone through this. And you read this text and you get the humanity of Paul. He's like, oi. He was like, everything we were doing, banging our head against the wall. And then he says this line, which is amazing. There were conflicts on the outside and fear within. So let's, to Paul's credit, to some degree, he's helping us understand the great Apostle Paul had his moments of vulnerability. You're not the only person that feels vulnerable. You're not the only person that has the struggle. And although he did not express them openly to everybody, you know what he did do? He wrote them down. He had the courage to write down. Yeah, with some fears within. That was tough. And there's been tough things that I could tell you right now. I'm just using myself, just coming to my mind. But boy, going through that leg thing and the leg surgery and having 2 surgeries, that was tough. It was tough. You know, Noelle and I have talked about it. It's like that was life-altering for our lives. It was hard. And I didn't know if I was going to walk or if I was ever going to exit. We didn't know those things quite at that point. So what I'm trying to share with you is that's not abnormal. That's not that weird. You can't let those fears drive you. But you don't have to be fake about it either. Hey, you going through some struggle? Got it. Many Christians go through struggles. It doesn't end there, because when we come back, we're going to give you the full answer to all of this, because it's great, because Paul gives it to himself and gives it to the church at Corinth. But I want you to know, you're not abnormal for going through things. You're not a less than Christian. You're just a Christian. Like we love to say, you might be a mess, but you're God's mess, and he's really good at stuff. You get it? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And you're thinking, that's a great verse, Dave. What does that got to do with Thanksgiving? Right? Because that doesn't have any application except for God is pictured here as always was, always is, and always will be. And a person who is walking in the dynamic of continually giving thanks is looking at their past with thanksgiving, is looking at their present with thanksgiving, and is looking at their future with thanksgiving, because God has operated in the past, the present, and the future, and you have a past, a present, and a future. And when you look at your past and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your present and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your future and you operate with thanksgiving, you're operating in those principles with God. And if you look at your past with thanksgiving, guess what you won't have? You won't have bitterness. And if you look at your present with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A trusting and a confidence. And if you look to your future with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A hope for a better tomorrow. All these principles operate if you will continually walk in thanksgiving on every aspect and element of your life. You won't be bitter. You'll be trusting God and walking in confidence. You'll be looking for a better tomorrow. You'll be operating in the principle of faith. You'll be honoring God, and you'll be setting yourself free in your partnership with God. How can that be bad? How can that be bad? I mean, it blow my mind. Crying out loud. We should be thanking God for, oh, but this terrible thing happened. But look how God brought you through it. Amen. This terrible thing is happening, but look how God is bringing you through it. Hey, when they start shooting Christians, look how God took you out and brought you to Him. I mean, it's like it's all together. You can't escape this. If you look at your life with a continual feast of thanksgiving, you'll have a continual feast.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I'm telling you right now, the teaching that we're going to go into is so good. That's all I'm saying. Here you go. Here's your first trivia question. You're like, yeah, you always say that. That's how I feel about it. I mean, that's, I can't, you know, if I wake up and I always like the sunshine and the sun is out, I mean, that's how I feel. I can't change that. All right. Here you go. Before he was a disciple, Matthew was a what? That's pretty easy. Before he was a disciple, Matthew was a what? What was Matthew's job beforehand? Okay, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Pretty straightforward. Matthew, before he became a disciple of Jesus, what was his job? What did he do? That's what we're asking you. Reach out. Let us know. We're going to do our DNA, because DNA is kind of how I, you know, breathe. Here's our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. And I mean every day. I mean, I can't tell you. So today I had to get up. So Noelle got to sleep in a little bit. So I got up at like 6:15, right? Because Bert is, Bert's becoming quite the handful. We have to start talking about him.
Is Bert still going off?
Bert is like, he doesn't have a clock. So this is a problem, right? So I had to get up at 6:15, not for anything in particular, just because he was, and let me tell you how he tells us he wants to get up. He'll bark. I'm just going to say this for this. And then he takes our blankets off of us with his mouth. He grabs the blanket and he pulls it off the bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he knows how to open doors. It does bother me a little, but we'll just move on from there. So I get up early, and I have to get a whole bunch of things done that I knew I had to take care of, and I was like, blah, 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 blah. It was just like busy stuff that had to get done. And then I was running shorter on time, and then Noelle did get up, you know, a couple hours later, and then she goes, well, did you get a chance to read your Bible yet? I'm like, no. She goes, you got to read it. It's like, and I said, well, make sure I get to reading it by this time. I was about 5 minutes late, and she's like, start reading your Bible, start. And man, every time, it just changes me. I just can't believe how much it changes me. And that I'm in Revelation and Genesis. It's just so amazing.
And that was good encouragement by her too, Dave.
What's that?
I say that was good encouragement by her too.
Yeah, no, she knows. It's just like, go do that. That's what you need. Yeah, so I need that. All right, so we're still in DNA, right? That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I can tell you right now, the state of Michigan has passed a law. It's not been ratified yet, but they're trying to get it passed. Where if anybody says anything that is frightening or almost discouraging, that they can be fined up to $25,000. How do you think that's going to go over when people say, if you don't repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're going to go to hell? Well, that's right. I've been telling you this all along. You got to put yourself in a position never to be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, because serving other people is what Jesus wants us to do. And if you sit there and say, well, I don't know how to serve other people, well, then spend 5 minutes a day praying for other people, not yourself. Take 5 minutes out and pray just for other people that come into your heart, that come into your mind, that you've come across, that have come across your path. That's part of it. So you can, if you decide to, be involved in being a servant to other people. Okay? All right. I know we're going to get into the trivia question, but I don't want to answer it yet. We got a ton of people that are texting in. I'll give it again, but I got to get to this teach. It's so good. All right, here's the trivia question again real quickly, though. Matthew, what was his profession before he started to follow Jesus? That's the question. You can call 972-445-0770. You can text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, now, I want to go back to this text because we just talked about Paul. Go back to verse 5 real quick. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, for when we arrived in Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were pressed from every direction. Conflicts on the outside, which means that there were struggles on the outside, fears within. I want you to look at verse 6. Okay? I want you to look at verse 6 or listen to verse 6, because I got two things to say that will change your mind. So you got your ESV Bible in front of you right there. Do you have 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6?
Of course I do, Dave.
Give me the first two words.
Verse 6 says, but God.
Stop. But who?
But God.
What? Who? Say it again.
But God.
That is the answer to everything in the world. Just stop. You don't have to make this complex, right? They get to Macedonia. They don't have any rest. Right? They're not comfortable. Okay, I understand not being comfortable. You guys understand that. They were pressed in from every direction, like the universe is against them, right? On the outside, there's all these conflicts. On the inside, they're afraid of things, but God. If you just, in every circumstance, you know how that one of those fills that goes, just insert the picture of Jesus, just exactly right there. But it's two words, but God. Okay, see, because that changes every circumstance. It's two words. It's the ultimate answer for every situation, every scenario, every feeling, every trial, every moment of every day. But God is a resounding, just a powerful response. Now watch what he says, and I want you to catch this because it's another big deal, because it's like so much big deal in this little tight thing here. He says this. He says, but God, who comforts the downcast. What does God do? He comforts the downcast. You feeling down? Right? Why are you in such misery, O soul of mine? Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. See, because sometimes your soul just goes. And what's the answer? Put your hope in God. What's the answer? But God, who does what? Comforts the downcast. So how does he comfort? Does he put his presence around you, surround you, put his arms around you and love you? Yeah. Yeah, that happens sometimes. You know how else he does it? Look at the rest of the verse. God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the arrival of Titus. And not only by his arrival, but also the comfort he had received from you. He told us about your longing, your mourning, your zealousness for me, so that I rejoiced all the more. But I want you to catch the story. He's like, you know, we were down. But you know the Lord, but God who comforts the downcast. Nice. That's good to know that God comforts the downcast. Comforted us. How do you do that, Paul? By the arrival of Titus. Titus got there, changed their spirit, changed their heart, changed their mind. Paul shares how the God of comfort consoled him. He received comfort through the arrival of Titus, demonstrating, get this, the power of fellowship and the power of support. Even in uncomfortable situations, God can send someone or deliver a message from someone that makes life better.
That's exactly what Paul says. It's like,
wowzer. That's right. Wowzer. But God, because he takes care of people who are downcast. In this case, Paul goes, well, he's the comforter of the people who are downcast. In this case, he sent us Titus. Titus came. My spirit was refreshed. It's like somebody knocking on your door you haven't seen for a while. It's like, hey, I was just thinking about you. I just want to see how you are. Just touch me. And you get all excited. And you're like, whoa, whoa, I haven't seen you for a while. It's great. Da-da. There's a power to that. That comes from the Lord. Yeah, people have that in a natural sense, in the worldly sense, but in the spiritual sense, it's genuine and true and often directed by God. That just means you're on the receiving end of him smiling at you.
So important, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. Don't you love stuff like that? Okay, Matthew. Matthew was, in fact, before anything else, he was a tax collector. You guys know tax collectors were hated by the Jews as being corrupt. So God picking him was picking somebody that was deep and dark in the process of society. And he did pretty good right in that first led hundreds of millions of people to Christ. That's powerful. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip, And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone. I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask him, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question, is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's – and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.